Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Babbling Mother. Today I am, I want to say thriving, but again, it is 6:11, not again, but take note, it is only 6:11 a.m. and I have been up since 3, and I didn't go to bed until like 11 or 12 because sleep does not like me. Mason woke up at 3 crying. He wanted milk, but we're low on milk, and then we substituted that with, well, actually, the milk he did have, he didn't even want, so, it's not even that he wanted milk, he wanted food. Who wakes up at 3 in the morning to eat some eggs and baby puffs? I don't know, but that's what he did. He didn't end up going back to bed until about, 5, so he's asleep, he's at home. I left the house. I'm gonna wait in the Fred Meyer's parking lot for it to open up. I'm gonna record this podcast, and then when I'm done, I'm gonna read some of my book. That's gonna be good. It's gonna be a good start to the day. But to get back on track, today is December 1st, guys. December fucking 1st. This is my favorite time of year. I absolutely love the holidays, and it's a little stressful, yes, but we've been Christmas shopping for about a month and a half now. We don't have as much things as we should have for shopping for a month and a half, but it's not even that, like, it's not even Christmas that I'm excited for, it's the holiday, like, spirit, I guess? I don't know how to say that. I absolutely love how happy people get. I love how, I want to say blessed, but I love what it does to people. I love that it makes people more appreciative, and I love that it makes people giving, and I wish that this is what it was like every day, not just 3 months out of the year, but I'm gonna take it. It's cold outside, which is also perfect. It is, alright, well, the car says it's 52 degrees outside. I don't know how much it really is. I haven't officially stepped outside. Our car is parked in the garage, so I just, like, take the stairs all the way down, and then I'm in the garage. Like, I'm not actually outside, but it's cold. Anyway, I am so freaking stoked. This morning when I got up, after I put Mason back down, I, hung up our stockings, which probably won't stay there, but we'll figure it out. But I hung up our stockings. I made our bucket list for this season. I made this countdown. Oh, I forget what they're called, but I basically took construction paper and they're rings, but they like chain out of construction paper. We've all made it in elementary school, so if you guys know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google construction paper Christmas countdown, and I'm pretty sure that it'll show the right one. I've got no, don't quote me on that, though, because I didn't actually Google it. Anyway, I also am getting organized with the Christmas list. I am somebody who has to write down every name that we need for Christmas, and then next to that name, I write down what we're getting them or what we got them. But to make life easier, you guys need to download this app. It's called, it's called Gift List, and I think that if you type it in the search browser, I can actually look real quick, but I absolutely love this Christmas gift list. There's a bunch of them, but if you type in Christmas gift list tracker, it's the very top one. And I have been using this app for about 3 to 4 years, and it's literally served me nothing but good. You can choose the name of the person, you can choose, like, the picture of the person. You can even set yourself a budget. It counts down for you. It is December 1st, and it says there's 23 days left till Christmas. I'm not sure. But it also, like, it keeps track. Sorry for the stutter. The total money spent, the total budget, gifts left to buy, gifts left to wrap. So in that person's profile, you also get to how many gifts do you want to get this person? What are these gifts? Are there notes to this gift? And then once it's there, let's say I'll put Tyler's name in there, and then I was going to get her a tutu for Christmas. I could write down tutu, and then in it I could say, oh, this was already bought and I already wrapped it. So it's super nice and it's free, so you know, there's that. But yeah, so I'm definitely using that app again. And this year, I am not stressing about presents. I'm going to do it casually. I'm just not stressing. If I cannot come up with an idea, then I'm going to do a stocking. I absolutely love stockings. I think there's so much fun to make. I also think that they're more money than, it takes more thought into it, actually. It takes a lot more thought into what you want to put in it. You have to think about it. And I like the idea of it being more personalized. Like, hey, you get one gift. Like, I don't know. I just like the idea. If you don't know what to get somebody and you have to get them something, or you want to get them something, just get them a stocking and life will be fine. I'm in a really good mood today. I don't know if you guys can tell, but yeah, I'm in a really good mood. I do want to download or upload a podcast about our Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving went really smooth. Actually, I'm just going to do it now. So our Thanksgiving was the first Thanksgiving that we hosted. This is also our first Thanksgiving with Mason, which, I mean, every holiday since January 21st on has been our first holiday with Mason. So I don't know why I keep saying it, but I guess I'm just super stoked. But anyway, oh, I forgot something to drink. Oh, there's my purse. I left it in the car because that's safe. But anyway, so for Thanksgiving, Jeremiah let me sleep in, and he made everybody breakfast. And then he cleaned up breakfast, realized he made the bacon that I was going to put on the turkey. Yes, I put turkey on the bacon, I put bacon on the turkey, and yes, I should have put the bacon on the turkey a lot sooner than I did, but you know what? This year was my first year ever making a turkey, and you know, growing up, I said, Mom, I am not going to make breakfast, or turkeys. I'm not going to do Thanksgiving. I used to hate Thanksgiving, guys. I used to hate it so much. But now that I am older, now that I'm more mature, now that I, you know, now that I have my big girl pants on, I kind of really liked it. And I can't wait for next year. It was absolutely perfect. We could not have had a more perfect Thanksgiving. Everything went really smooth. The turkey, like, there was other food, thankfully, because, you know, Thanksgiving, but, I can't wait to make the turkey next year. You know, I'm definitely gonna buy gloves, because that was awful. I don't want to dissect that again. I almost said butt again, but I've said that a lot, like, just now. It was, my mom unfortunately could not make it, but my grandma could, and my brother and his family could, their little bundle of family. And yeah, it was really cool because everybody kind of accidentally brought something for somebody, and it wasn't like, hey, here's a gift. It was, hey, I thought of this for you. Like, Nana brought me a carton that she buys from Costco of egg whites. And those came in really handy. And then I got Steven. This sounds awful. I got pumpkin spice top ramen flavor. Not top ramen, cup of noodle. And we're really weird. Like, we'll try really gross things just to try it. And it's not even really gross things. Like, that pumpkin spice is kind of like our thing, so the fact that I found it in cup of noodle form was absolutely disgusting, but worth a try. Just say that we tried it. And I got Rachel some Lucky Charms. So it was just really great, guys. Like, it just worked out really, really well. It was relaxing. It was calm. The dog wasn't being an asshole. It's just so great. I had so much fun. We all were like, how do you cut a turkey? And then all of us, being in our early mid-20s, looked at Nana, who's the grandma, the great-grandma. How do you cut a turkey? It was a lot of fun. And then everybody ended up leaving probably around 6 or 7, I want to say. Everybody ended up leaving, and then as I was getting ready to put the kids down, like, I was in the middle of it, and I went into the bedroom to get something for Tyler, I saw this bag, this gift bag and card envelope on my dresser. So I went over and I looked at it. Tyler was fine. I forget what I was asking her to do, but she was doing something. And I was reading it, and my grandma, guys, had left me a hosting gift. And I absolutely, like, that literally completed my night. From then on, Thanksgiving was one of my favorite holidays. And it wasn't because I got a gift. It was because of the thought of that. Like, the thought of thanking somebody for hosting and not just saying, like, hey, thanks for hosting. It was such a cute little way to show gratitude that it melted my heart in a way. Like, it could make me cry if I'm emotional enough. But thank the gods I'm not emotional enough today. Alright, I may be a little emotional enough. But and in the bag, like, the card was a thanks for hosting card, and then she had written in it, and the gifts was a bag of chocolate that she knows I love, and this spray that you spray in the toilet before you poop. And it's supposed to smell not, and it's not supposed to stink when you do your do. super cute gift. I absolutely loved it. It was literally the perfect thing. So super subtle. There was a little bit of candy in the bottom. Perfect. Like, 100% I love it. And I wish, like, you know, if I want to do that one day. For sure, I want to leave a gift and a thank you for hosting. Because that's such a cute way. And I love it. And I don't know if it's, like, the etiquette or the polite thing to do, or I don't know how to say it, but I don't know if that's what you're supposed to do, but I really like it. Anyways, I think that's pretty much all I have for you guys today. Oh my gosh, no. Also, guys, on Thanksgiving, Mason said mama for the first time, and that about melted my heart. Oh my gosh, I'm tearing up. Tyler said mama the first time on Mother's Day. And then Mason says it on Thanksgiving. Obviously, like, years apart, but still. Okay, so, little update about me. While I'm talking and spieling and being, you know, as happy as I am right now, because I know that the exhaustion is going to sit in after being up for already almost 4 hours, and I don't go to bed until about 9, but I can honestly say, guys, where I'm at in life is the best place that I know that I could be. I am genuinely so happy, and I feel so blessed. Every day I wake up, I have my family, and I know that this sounds really corny, but compared to where I was 4 years ago, I'm so stinking happy, and that means a lot to me. So, before I start bawling my eyes out, I'm gonna let you guys go, and I hope that you guys have a really good holiday, and just, you know, have a really good holiday, breathe, drink some coffee, smoke if you need to. But yeah, so I'm gonna go. Anyway, have a good day, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye, guys.